Welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour we'll be listening to a lesser-known edition of a legendary jazz collective that has been called the Hard Bop Academy. It's Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, Class of 57, coming up on this edition of Nightlights. Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers doing Cranky Spanky with Bill Hardman on trumpet, Jackie McLean on alto sax, Sam Dockery on piano, and Spanky DeBrest on bass from the 1957 Columbia album Hard Bop. We're playing music recorded or released in 1957 by Art Blakey on this edition of Nightlights. Blakey was a volcanic drummer and a leader of one of jazz's most noted and long-running collectives, the Jazz Messengers. The Messengers' origins go all the way back to the late 1940s when Blakey led a large ensemble called the 17 Messengers. But the musical framework known as the Jazz Messengers took hold in the mid-1950s, propelled by Blakey and pianist Horace Silver. As Gary Giddens writes, it was in 1955 that Blakey codified the five and six-piece units that came to epitomize hard bop, a brash fusion of bop and funk that would test the moxie of dozens of young players over the next four decades. Throughout 35 years of gimmicks and trends, not to mention the valid expansions of the music, he managed to sound fresh and vital. The first edition of the mid-1950s group featured Silver, trumpeters Kenny Dorham and Donald Byrd, saxophonist Hank Mobley, and bassist Doug Watkins. This group made several records and a strong impression on the jazz world. Then Silver left and took most of the musicians with him. "It didn't work because it wasn't equal," Blakey later said. "Horace went out on his own, and that's when we began to bring different cats in. I just kept going with it. I thought, well, somebody's got to stay here and keep the shop." Blakey's shop would stay open until the late 1980s, helping to train musicians such as Freddie Hubbard, Keith Jarrett, Woody Shaw, and Wynton Marsalis. His late 1950s version of the group would gain fame with pianist Bobby Timmons' hit Moanin'. But we're going to focus on a sometimes overlooked messenger group, the 1957 edition, which features an empathetic trumpet saxophone front line of Bill Hardman and Jackie McLean. Hardman was a strong but lyrical player in the vein of Clifford Brown, and he'd play with Blakey on and off for the next several decades. McLean was steeped in the mid-20th century world of New York City bebop, and Blakey responded to his playing so positively that he jokingly claimed he'd never hire another alto saxophonist again after McLean left. McLean and Hardman together had a chemistry that one writer described as beautiful, tart. Their brash, peppery tones created a distinctive frontline sound. And it was this edition of the band that kicked off 1957, a prolific year for Blakey, who led numerous sessions that included big band and Afro-Latin percussion ensembles, as well as small group hard bop dates. This particular version of the Messengers did not include strong writers, such as later members Wayne Shorter or Cedar Walton. Some of the writing was done by Blakey's musical colleagues, saxophonist Gigi Grice and pianist Mal Waldron. Here are tunes by each of them, performed by the McLean-Hardman version of the Jazz Messengers on Nightlights. Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers doing Mal Waldron's Mirage, with Jackie McLean on alto sax, Bill Hardman on trumpet, Sam Dockery on piano, and Spanky DeBrest on bass, from the 1957 Elektra LP Midnight Session. Before that, the same group doing G.G. Grice's Nika's Tempo from the drum suite. Jackie McLean would depart the Messengers early in 1957, ending the Hardman-McLean front line. His replacement was tenor saxophonist Johnny Griffin, who brought his own unique brand of hard-bop fire to the band. Griffin later said, "My experience in Art's band was excellent because that's the style of music I like to play. Very explosive and strong. There was a spirit of competition, but it was a playful and positive spirit." Griffin and McLean appeared together on one Blakey-led date, the album A Night in Tunisia. From that album, here are Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers doing a Sonny Rollins composition, Evans, on Nightlights. Thank you. Art Blakey's Jazz Messenger is doing a Sonny Rollins tune, Evans, from the album A Night in Tunisia, with Bill Hardman on trumpet, Jackie McLean on alto sax, Johnny Griffin on tenor sax, Sam Dockery on piano, and Spanky DeBrest on bass. We'll hear more music from Art Blakey in just a few moments. Production support for this program comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Art Blakey, Class of 57, on Nightlights. Playing music recorded or released in 1957 by Art Blakey on this edition of Nightlights. You can hear many previous Nightlights programs on our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. Blakey led numerous sessions that year, including percussion ensemble dates such as Orgy and Rhythm and the Drum Suite. We'll hear a track from that in this next set, pianist Ray Bryant's Cubano Chant, which has gone on to become a Latin jazz standard. One of Blakey's most significant encounters in 1957 came with another pianist, the iconoclastic Thelonious Monk. Monk and Blakey were no strangers. Blakey had appeared on Monk's first ever record date and would appear on his last one as well. Messenger saxophonist Johnny Griffin would replace John Coltrane in Monk's quartet the following year. The musical empathy of these three players made for a compelling album built almost entirely on Monk compositions. Here are Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers with Thelonious Monk doing In Walked Bud on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Art Blakey from the 1957 album Drum Suite doing Ray Bryant's Cubano Chant with Bryant himself on piano, Oscar Pettiford on bass, and an all-star percussion section that included Sabu Martinez, Candido Camero, Specs Wright, and Joe Jones. Before that, in walked Bud from the album Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers with Thelonious Monk. Monk on piano, Johnny Griffin on tenor sax, Bill Hardman on trumpet, and Spanky DeBrest on bass. In 1957, Art Blakey also led a couple of dates that fall into the category of big band. Blakey had played in big bands in the 1940s, most famously Billy Eckstine's, and the Messengers themselves had a primordial start late in that decade as a 17-piece ensemble. One of these sessions, done for Bethlehem Records, featured current or former Messengers such as Bill Hardman and Donald Byrd in the trumpet section, tenor saxophonist John Coltrane and Al Kahn, and trombonist Melba Liston. We'll hear her arrangement and tune Late Date, first something from an aborted date earlier in the year, a Jazz Messengers Plus 4 session that included future Messenger Lee Morgan on trumpet, heard here on Gigi Grice's Social Call on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Art Blakey doing trombonist Melba Liston's Late Date as part of a big band session he led for Bethlehem Records in 1957. Before that, Social Call featuring trumpeter Lee Morgan from an aborted large ensemble session included on the CD Theory of Art. Lee Morgan would become an integral part of the Jazz Messengers in the next several years, along with tenor saxophonist Wayne Shorter and pianist Bobby Timmons. Art Blakey's Hard Bop Academy would continue to hone talented young jazz musicians' skills all the way through the late 1980s. His busy year of 1957 would turn into a bit of a lost chapter in the band's illustrious history. We'll close with another recording from that year written by pianist Sam Dockery, like some other messengers, a Philadelphia native and a fixture on that city's jazz scene for decades following his stint with Blakey. This also features the Jackie McLean, Bill Hardman frontline. Sam's tune on Nightlights.
Thank you.
We close with Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers doing Sam's Tune, written by the band's pianist Sam Dockery, with Jackie McLean on alto sax, Bill Hardman on trumpet, and Spanky DeBrest on bass, from the 1957 Pacific Jazz LP Ritual. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to many other Nightlights programs and view playlists, jazz news, and commentaries on our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. Production support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Pascash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead. Thank you.